Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, sometimes you never know what's going to happen. And CJ Hadley's going to be on with me here in another week, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit. But she had sent me this gentleman's name. He is doing radio too. And she thought, well, maybe we could just put our heads together and figure some things out. And so I asked him, I said, why don't you just come on the air with me? So he is here, and his name is Dan Happel. Dan, how are you today?
Well, thank you, Beth Ann. I really appreciate you putting me on this program. I just got off another call, and we are in the planning stages of the second Red Pill Expo, which we are doing next summer. And so there's a lot going on, and the freedom movement in this country is really starting to take off, and I'm just so excited to see that people are finally starting to take the red pill, and they're ready to get away from the addiction to the blue pill.
Well, I hope that's true. What did you think of the gubernatorial race there in Virginia?
Well, I think there are a lot of people making too much out of that event. Virginia has turned into a pretty solid blue state anyway, and it doesn't have anything to do with rural Virginia or southern Virginia. It all has to do with northern Virginia and the fact
right.
that literally the whole Beltway northern Virginia area is filled full of socialist progressives that work for the government in one way or another. And so, I think they say, well, it's an indictment against the Trump programs and the Trump presidency. I don't see it that way.
I don't see it that way either.
Yeah, I think at this point, I mean, Virginia, northern Virginia is the tail wagging the dog.
I'm not some political analyst, but I have faith in the people, most of them. And I think it was more of a rejection of the establishment than anything. And I thought it was a little bit peculiar. Of course, the ad that they had fighting the Republican candidate, having somebody with a bumper sticker trying to driving a truck as if they were going to mow over young children.
Mm-hmm.
And which we know is just a disgusting ad. But yet the Democrat candidate who did win, he was against and spoke out against sanctuary cities. So I thought that was kind of peculiar. They were just doing that at the Republican guy because he's Republican and Trump's Republican, so to speak. But I really see it as more of a, I think that the Congress, House and Senate, they need to be aware, these establishments that are fighting Trump, they need to be aware that the American people are watching. And if they don't pass the tax reform, which they've already messed it up anyway, they already refused to repeal Obamacare. And if they don't start doing what they said they were going to do upon election, they're not going to get reelected. And I think Steve Bannon's doing the right thing. A lot of people don't think he is, that he's going to really push for these others to come in and take their place. And I don't know how you feel about that, but I think that's a good thing. I think I have been thinking that for a long time. We need to stop supporting these rhinos or these establishment, these lobby takers, know. How much do you think they, how deep do you think that they are in, these Congress people, that they refuse, that they refuse to give the middle class a tax break? Mm-hmm. How deep are they in to the lobbyists, to certain companies, corporations?
Well, Beth Ann, I think there's no question that the description of Washington, D.C. as a swamp, I tend to think of it more like a cesspool.
Yes, I agree.
And, you know, if you wanted to put a syringe in somewhere in the United States to get rid of the septic effect, D.C. is about the best place I can think to start. But one of the things that, and I have been very actively involved with the Republican Party in Montana, but the Republican Party in Montana's got a huge libertarian leaning to it, and that's, you know, really, I got involved with the Montana Republican Party because of Ron Paul, and a lot of people around the country have done exactly that. The Republican Party itself, the establishment Republican Party, frankly, is just about as bad as the establishment Democrat Party.
Well, I think they're worse in some respects.
In some respects, they are.
Because
and the
of the
thing
defeat.
Is that, well, the Democrat Party is really in, it's morphed into the Progressive Socialist Party.
And they admit it. They admit
they
that
admit
they're
it.
Socialists, yeah.
Yeah, they're honest about it. And the Republican, the neocons anyway, the establishment Republican are Trotskyites. And they're also Marxists, but they're not honest about it.
Hmm. You know,
They tell people that they believe in the Constitution and all these conservative policies, and then they turn around and do the exact opposite. Yeah. And I think America's starting to recognize that. I heard the first honest comment, or at least intelligent comment, out of Paul Ryan yesterday. He said, you know, this is an indictment against the Republican Party. We better start doing what we say we're going to do. I was astounded that Paul Ryan
would actually say
that.
Because I considered him one of the others in the establishment. Well, this is kind of this little article, and it's really about something else, but there's a comment in it that I had to underline, as if this is a ugly thought, as if this is a dirty word. But this is the article is from Newsmax, and it's about Senator Paul when he was attacked. And he's kind of going off on some of the fake news that was on after that. But this, right here in the middle of this article, it says the developer of this little neighborhood that he's in, Jim Skaggs, also told the Louisville Courier-Journal that Paul was probably the hardest person to encourage to follow the regulations of anyone out here because, are you ready for this? I'm going to say something dirty. Because he has a strong belief in property rights.
Mm-hmm.
And blabbed the USA Today that Butcher was a near-perfect neighbor. So the other guy that whooped him, you know, went in there and just, you know, broke five ribs or cracked five ribs or whatever, he's a near-perfect neighbor, and Paul's a bad guy because he won't go along with the flow. Because he believes in property rights. Well, you kind of get into these things when you buy into these little communities and you sign a contract that you're going to do this or do that. But the fact that that was a bad thing, to have strong belief in property rights, what's that tell us here in America? We're going into a break.
Yeah.
Let's talk about real America. You know, the republic. Nobody wants to say that. The Republic, not democracy. The Republic. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Dan with us today, Dan Happel. He has a talk show called Connect the Dots. So we'll do a little dot connecting when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth and Dan will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with me Dan Happel. He has a radio talk show as well, Connect the Dots. Before we get back into the conversation, Dan, I got to do a little commercial for myself here, okay? I'm going to do a meet and greet. I'm hosting a meet and greet, and it'll be this Friday, November the 10th, at the Barnyard Smokehouse, which is in Fulton, Missouri, 5009 Pendergrass Road. This is a company that is called Central Missouri Meat and Sausage. They have from the farm to the table. They raise the hogs. They raise the produce. They feed the hogs. They butcher. They kill the butcher. They process the meat. And then they have a restaurant. So everything you have there is fresh, and they also sell retail. So you can go in there. They have great food, fresh food. It's just awesome. But we're going to have a meet and greet. So if you've not met me before and you're coming through Missouri or you're in Missouri, there in the Fulton area, and you're a faithful listener, just come by and shake my hand, and let's I'll probably have a bowl of red ribbons to give out. And it is also Veterans Weekend, and it'll be celebrated on Friday. And I have ordered a large cake, so everyone will get cake, but the cake is there to commemorate, to honor our veterans. And I would be in so much trouble if I did not announce that November the 10th on Friday is also the Marine Corps birthday. My brother Phil, a Marine from Vietnam, he would be upset with me if I didn't announce that. So meet me there. I'm going to have everything. I hope to have everything set up by 5:30. supper's on you, cake's on me. And if you really want to literally put cake on me, you're going to have to pay me a little bit extra for that. But anyway, we hope to see you there. And if you have any questions, you can just give me a holler. Sorry about that, Dan. I had to do a little commercial.
No, you got to do it. You got to pay the bills.
Got to pay the bills. Yeah, got to pay the bills. And this is getting my face out. I've been told for several years that I need to get my face out there a little bit more. So I'm doing the best I can. So I don't know. Sometimes it might be best to keep it behind the radio. But
well, that's the reason I'm on the radio. I sure wouldn't fit TV very well.
Well, that adds too many pounds. You know, we had to go on TV. It adds too many pounds. You know, us girls were always worried about that. You started a show. Now, how long have you been doing your show, Connect the Dots?
I started the show doing the Connecting the Dots with Dan Happel show in March of 2016. So this is only a year and a half, just a little over a year and a half old.
You're a newbie.
And it's absolutely, I'm really amazed with the really positive feedbacks we've gotten from doing this show, and it's getting picked up by other networks. It's getting picked up in various locations, and we got picked up by the Southern Broadcasting Network, which is really huge because they're in 80 affiliates scattered all over the world. So we're starting to get some real reach with this program. And I'm not a professional broadcaster by any stretch. I'm a retired businessman. I've got a small ranch up in Montana. I have been a county commissioner. I'm a commercial building contractor. And so my background is anything but being a glib radio personality. But the bottom line is, people are thirsting for the truth. And that's, I was asked to do this program because I had been a guest on a number of different radio shows. And one of those shows, they asked me if I would be interested in being a host on my own program. Mm. And I thought about it, and it didn't take long, and I said, yes, absolutely. Because our job, and Beth Ann, you do a terrific job with this. Our job now is to provide the alternative media that makes up for all this fake news that we've been getting from the mainstream for the last umpteen years. And it's time that America starts to learn the truth. And the truth is, we are a republic. We are not a democracy. And we are on the verge of losing our republic because of the silliness that's going on in Washington, D.C. and all over the country by all the progressives that want to take everything we believe in and everything we've got and throw it down, flush it down the drain, and so that it can end up in the same cesspool with the rest of the D.C. crowd.
And, you know, it's gotten to be it's when they say the word democracy, I think might be why my husband doesn't want to watch TV with me anymore, because I start yelling at them on the TV as if they could hear me. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Every time they say democracy, and that's, I'm trying to train my listeners to get just as upset about that and realize that that is a lie. Democracy is the rule of the dominant majority. Okay, now do you know why they want to do away with the Electoral College? In a democracy, an individual and any group of individuals composing any minority have no protection against the unlimited power of the majority. It is a case of majority over man. That is what the definition of a democracy is. A republic is similar to a representative democracy, except it has a written constitution of basic rights that protect the minority from being completely unrepresented or overridden by the majority. And that is why we have an electoral college, because the majority of the population in these cities, therefore they cannot delegate or elect what is going to happen in rural America, where we have a lesser population. And so that's why we have that. And I know it seems to disturb a lot of people, but it's because they don't truly understand that it is a safeguard. And if we lose the Electoral College in this republic, the republic is finished. It is completely and utterly finished. Now, you said you've only been doing this for about a year, but I'm going to tell you something that you've probably already recognized. You get a connection very quickly with your listeners. I have such an affection, compassion for my listeners that, you know, it just drives me here every single day because they are so important to me. And I just can't say that enough. And I'm sure that you have already recognized that in your own way with Connect the Dots. How important, but how special those listeners truly are.
Well, and Beth Ann, we don't know when we're going to be speaking to the next George Washington.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm a grandfather. I'm 67 years old. I'm a father and a grandfather. Mm-hmm. And my generation is very much responsible for the mess that we're in.
Yes,
you know, it's been going on for a long time. My father's generation was probably every bit as responsible as ours. But the bottom line is we have a responsibility to our children and our grandchildren to protect the rights to be a republic, to respect the rights of the individual. And that's the difference between a republic and a democracy, is that a republic understands the rights of individuals and individualism, and a democracy is fits very well with communism because they believe in the rights of the collective should always trump the rights of the individual. Well, if you look at the world and look at the population, and it's like looking at a forest. A forest is not just a big conglomerate of trees. It's made up of individual trees, and each one of those trees has its own characteristics. Well, it's the same thing with the population of the United States of America. If you look at us from 50,000 feet, yeah, it's just a whole bunch of people. But if you look at each one of those individuals without individual rights and without individual liberty, they have absolutely nothing, and they will not contribute to a healthy forest. It's just that simple. If we forget that the Republican concept, the idea of a republic, is there to protect the rights of the minority. You hit it right on the head when you said that. That is why a republic is so important, is because it respects the rights of everyone individually.
And we are
that's something that the collective can't do.
We are heading into another break, and I can't take credit for this. I've been trying to do some studying on the democracy and the republic. The constraints on the government, it says under the democracy, no, the majority can impose its will on the minority, but under a republic, yes, the majority cannot take away certain unalienable rights. We're not living like that, but we're supposed to be. We're heading into a break. The calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Don't forget about meeting me and greeting me, and I'll have a few surprises for you. I might even sing a song for you on Friday, and we will be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Dan Happel. He has a talk show called Connect the Dots. And we try to do a lot of the connecting of the dots. I try to bring to you people who are better at connecting the dots than I am. I've kind of got that gift of discernment. I can kind of see that something's wrong, but sometimes I don't always understand what it is. I have to ask you, as you know, because I'm promoting tomorrow. I keep saying Friday. Friday is tomorrow. My meet and greet day is almost here. Have you gotten the new Range magazine yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, the winter one's just coming out, so it'll take it a couple of weeks with some of us. I have my special delivery because CJ sent it to me. She sent me several of them because they featured me in there this time, and I was just so excited that they would do that for me. And it's on page seven, under the Heartland Patriot is the title of it. And They have a picture there of me. You can see me with my headphones on and all that good stuff. And just talking about the show a little bit. So she has sent me a case of them. And I'll be giving away samples of the Range magazine. It is the winter edition. It's got a beautiful, you know, I'm bragging about my picture on page 7. But it's got a beautiful picture a snowy picture of a horse and a man getting ready to get on the horse there out in the snow, dancing on the dark side. Mm-hmm. It's just got lots of information in it, and I encourage all my listeners to subscribe to it. But I will be bringing free samples of the winter edition with me tomorrow evening. So if you get that magazine, you have to take a look at me.
Well, Beth Ann, I look forward to it, and that is quite an honor for you to be included in that. And I have to do a plug here myself for Range Magazine. C.J. Hadley, it astounds me that the greatest patriots we have in our country are almost all from another country. And C.J. Hadley is she's an English lady, she has done more for the Western property rights movement than just about anybody in this country. And she really understands the ranching and the Western property rights mentality. And I just had on my radio show yesterday, I had Lord Christopher Monckton on as one of my guests, and Lord Monckton is the same way. The guy is just a super patriot and understands how important our republic is and how unique we are. And the week before, I had Trevor Loudon on my radio show, and Trevor is from New Zealand, and he says the same thing. Why can't we get our American people to understand, as well as some of the people from other lands, how important our republic really is?
Well, there's one reason. We're going to go to the phone lines. I've got a caller from Missouri that has a question for you. Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Matt. I love that comment.
Okay.
I think the far left is going to be the majority, the extreme far left. And I've been seeing something funny in the news. It's just crazy. But it's about gun rights. They have to take the guns away from people to pull this off. There was a court held down in Missouri. 82 cases went to court. 81 was felonies.
Hmm. Okay.
That means that 81 people lost their gun rights.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just, now what kind of coincidence is that?
Well, I don't know the circumstances with each one of those, so I would have to look at those cases before I made a judgment on that. If they're out shooting somebody or they're robbing a bank, they need to lose those gun rights. If they've beaten their wives, they need to lose their gun rights. But you know, I'd have to look at that, Larry.
Yeah, I just think the far left's out to take that gun, so they, when the people do get mad and rebel against them, that they can't fight back.
Well, we know they can't take them. They won't be able to take them. There's too many of us out here with them, so they won't be able to take them. But that's what they want. They want to restrict that. And so I appreciate the caller. You know, when they had the Revolutionary War, the first thing they did was take the ammo. So they are trying to restrict the amount of ammo, the amount of how much you can put in a clip, and that kind of thing. So you just watch what they're doing. That's the first thing they did then. Taking
have to take the time to take the ammo,
Appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. You know, Dan, I was reading a little bit about a young girl, a young journalist. And she's over there in South Korea when the president's there, and he's standing at a podium, and the South Korean prime minister is at the other podium. They're right on stage together. And I called her one of America's youngest and brainwashed. Because here he is in South Korea, and we're dealing with a lot of things. And her question that she proposes to him is about gun control. And, of course, she's going back and trying to trap whatever the case is with Texas, with the shooting that we just had in the church. And I thought how the president handled that was priceless. He said, well, if you think that question is appropriate while we're here in South Korea, I guess I'll go ahead and answer that. You know, it's kind of like being scolded by your dad. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of a, I don't know if you saw that video or not, but I'm thinking, what was she thinking to ask such a question when he's there with the prime minister in South Korea, and we're sitting here looking at a nuclear war issue,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to get things accomplished with trade, and they're going to keep fighting for this gun control. Well, he just flat out told her, had the other person not had a gun, there would have been more, even more carnage possibly.
That's right.
And they just don't get it. They just don't get it. And I've just kind of have to leave it at that, I guess.
Beth Ann, I think they do get it, and that's kind of the point. They do get it, and they get it that they're not going to be able to turn us into a collectivist society and literally turn us over to socialism or worse, and incidentally, socialism, communism is only socialism in a hurry. But the bottom line is that they know that if they can strip the rights to protect ourselves under the Second Amendment, they can control what happens to our country, and they can put any form of government in place that they want. And so I think that an awful lot of these, the reason that so much of this stuff is being touted in the media, and, you know, there's so much conversation about, well, we've just got to limit gun rights and we've got to control this. They're doing it because they're trying to use every soundbite they can to promote their collectivist agenda, which says we've got to get rid of the rights of the individual, protect themselves, because if we can do that, then we can control the entire country.
And proof of that, that they do know. Now, I don't think some of these brainwashed journalists know. I think that they really have fallen for the lies. But the truth is, those who have studied Sal Alinsky's socialistic state and how to create one, like President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and some of these others, that's what they're pushing. The number four in the 8 points of how to do this, they've got steps here. They've got 8 steps, and the fourth step is gun control. And it says underneath this, which proves that they know what the Second Amendment is for: remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. And on religion, Dan, number 7. So whether they're believers or followers or not, they do recognize, says, remove the belief in the God, with a capital G, from the government and schools. They've got to remove God so they can implement their corruption and their lies. And first of all, they've got to remove God. They've got to take your guns, because you might rebel against them, so they want to take your guns. And so when they start talking about, well, you have no need for an AR-15, well, what makes you think I don't have a need for an AR-15? And you have no need for that many clips or that big a clip. You don't need that many rounds. Well, makes you think I don't need that many rounds. Well, they'll always say, you don't need that many to kill a deer. Oh, we're going into a break. Oh, my goodness. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410. And Dan and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West, as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you. Home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have to correct my girly gun language. I said clip. It's a magazine, not a clip. And they want to control your magazine. I got corrected. You got to love my listeners. They'll take care of me. Dan, we have another caller. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
Yes, Beth Ann. I'm doing great. As far as the Second Amendment goes, they keep saying, you know, it's we don't need that many bullets to kill a deer. That's not why it was written.
No, it's not. That's what we said.
Mm-hmm. That's what they don't understand.
Well, some of them do understand. That's what I was reading in that the eighth. Now I see what they call the eight socialistic steps to a full social state by Sal Alinsky. And number four says, remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. So they know what it's there for. They know it's not about hunting or personal protection. They know exactly what it's about. But now those that have been brainwashed, they don't always know. This young journalist that decided to ask the stupid question while the president was in South Korea up on a stage with the prime minister of South Korea, she doesn't understand that. They don't even teach the revolution like they used to.
Well, I liked President Trump's comment back to her, and actually he should have just ignored her and said this is not appropriate time for that question.
Oh, he'd have been ridiculed for that. He'd been ridiculed for anything. I thought he handled it pretty well. It kind of reminded me of being scolded by your dad. He went ahead and answered her, even though he said, you shouldn't be asking this question. So I appreciate the call, Ray. Thank you so much.
All right, take it easy.
Thank
Bye.
You. You know, Dan, I was telling you that I do know the reason that our generation and the generation before us have let things slip. And it's in a little verse that I share with my listeners quite a bit. And so I'm going to share it with you right now. It says, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. And it's a cycle, and we have fallen into that cycle here in this nation, and I think we can see that.
No question. No question about it. And Beth, one of the things that have happened in our country is that they've changed the language. They've mm-hmm. changed the dialogue. They've changed descriptions. Over a period of years, they've completely skewed our concept of liberty, in that we don't teach the Constitution anymore. I live in a small town, a rural town in Montana. I was a county commissioner. I went to the school board and I said, I'd like to teach a class to your students on the Constitution so they understand how important it is. And the school board turned me down and they said, we don't need that. We do our own teaching. The history teacher of the school was at the meeting. And within about 5 minutes, he was talking about how they were going to, we've got a program called Close Up. You may have it there, too, where they send seniors to Washington, D.C. to see how government works, which, okay. quite frankly, yeah. But in any case, he announced that they were going to go take, instead of going to Washington, D.C. that year, they were going to go see the U.N. Now, that's exactly how our country has failed to educate the young people where they really understand even that we are a republic, because the collectivists have taken over the teachers' colleges, and now the educators are the ones that are promoting this stuff, and it's certainly obvious with things like Common Core and some of the other public education programs that teach collectivism.
You know, I have an article here, and I'm thumbing through, if you can hear me thumb through my papers, that was about the NFL. Well, the ACLU, here it is, claiming that that the national anthem is racist. Well, the national anthem has four or five verses. It's really hard to sing them, by the way. If you try to sing them and sing all the verses, you got, here it is. So I did an article on this. I didn't look up my article. I did an article on that several years ago, just about the forgotten verses. But if you read through, there is absolutely nothing there. Nothing there that is racist.
Mm-hmm.
Not one thing that is racist. So where do they get off saying this?
Exactly.
And you know, it's how come people buy into these lies? You know, even with the democracy and the republic, we repeat that Pledge of Allegiance over and over again. It doesn't say a pledge of allegiance to the democracy.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, they continue to do that. They skew things. And incidentally, I have to tell you something. Everybody talks about our unalienable rights. If you look at the actual pronunciation under Black's Law Dictionary.
Inalienable.
And it's unalienable. They've completely skewed that. People don't even know. But everybody knows what a lien is. Everybody knows that a lien is an action to take away a piece of property. Well, that property is our rights. And they're unalienable rights, and they're not inalienable or unalienable. It's unalienable, and people need to understand that, because they changed the language, they changed the meaning of everything, and then in a period of time, everybody accepts it. You know, it's like every president over the last 100 years has talked about democracy. Actually, Ronald Reagan talked about being a republic.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, he was the only one that even mentioned the fact that we're a republic.
You know, and that was something that, President Donald Trump had said in his inauguration, to restore the republic.
Republic.
And, of course, then the mainstream media said it was a dark, dark, you know, speech. Well, it is. Mm-hmm. It's dark for you because your days are numbered. And I don't know. We're about out of time. You know, Dan, this just went so fast. What happens when you put two talk show hosts together? You know, it just goes pretty fast. And I appreciate it. We're going to have you on again. We're going to have to do this and just keep in front of our listeners and let them know and encourage them. And I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, and I have to add to that, Beth Ann, that we need to be working together, and I know that's your attempt to outreach to me was that very thing, but we need to support each other's radio shows and make sure that we get the word out, because we are, and I refer to it as the thin gray line, because most of us are in our 60s at least, and so, you know, we are the thin gray line. We are really what is keeping the word alive to the people of the United States that we are a republic and we're not a democracy.
And you can hear the music as we head off the air. And Dan, this music was written and performed by my youngest son, and the song is Coming Home. And I close every show because it's got to be we the people, the republic, holding hands, taking a firm stand, and doing what is right, going back to the rule of law, getting back to God, and doing what we need to do to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.